Hey there, it's Carrie coming at you with my weekly letter for Thursday, August 11th, 2022. Melissa and I spent last week at Niagara Falls in Canada, and it was spectacular. I had never been, and we did lots of fun stuff that allowed us to see its power and magnificence from all sorts of angles, like behind them and right up close. It was a relaxing and replenishing vacation, something we both desperately needed. After our 9-hour drive home, I made quick work of unpacking. I'm someone who loves to unpack. I would choose it over packing any day. I love how it feels to empty the bags, get the laundry done, and put things back where they belong. Okay, maybe love is a strong word. It's not the unpacking that I love. It's how having it done makes me feel. It's super grounding for me. Tidying things up in my business feels the same. In fact, I consider doing so an important form of marketing. If you're a business owner like me, you've likely tried all sorts of ways to get the word out about you and how you can be of service. Whether that's social media posts, Facebook or Google ads, or regular communication with your email family, that's you, these approaches are pretty common. But you and I, we blaze trails, right? We like to think of things differently. So this week, I'm sharing a secret type of marketing that doesn't feel like marketing at all. You may very well be doing it and don't even realize you're improving your business as you do. It's a little something I call energetic marketing, and it's a way to attract new customers instead of chase them. Side note, even if you aren't a business owner, you can use this stealth approach to draw what you want closer and closer. It doesn't require any extra time and it's not expensive. In fact, it's free. And yet this type of marketing is one of the most effective ways to grow your business. If you're looking for a way to fill some downtime in between projects or even just plain old procrastinating from work, guilty, then listen to how this type of free marketing can help your business and life thrive. But first, a question. During the dips in your business, do you panic or prepare? Panicking would be throwing up a bunch of random social media posts or sending out a clunky email to your subscribers hoping to drum up some revenue. Preparing, on the other hand, would be using the time to fine-tune your systems, thoughtfully prepare for future offerings, or tidy up your office. Instead of vomiting IG posts, shred some old files, or interview a new bookkeeper. Or delete old emails that have been clogging up your inbox. This is energetic marketing. You're cleaning up and clearing out to make physical and energetic space around you, space that's needed for good things to come in. If you're prepared by having systems in place, then when revenue does dip, because it happens to all of us, instead of making wild guesses about why it happened or what to do next, you can use that time to streamline some systems and get even more ready for the soon-to-come peaks. When you do, you'll feel as settled and organized as you do when you've unpacked that suitcase. I promise you, it's much more powerful than you think. Don't believe me? Then check out this free ebook I created for you. If you want to know how you can be sure you're open for business, check out Set Your Office Up for Success. In it, you'll complete 3 short checklists to get an idea of where your office and biz could use some love. And then I'll give you a bunch of ideas on how to spend those dip times by zhuzhing those areas up. You can grab it right at the link in the email. Yes, it's free. When your systems in space are messy and cluttered, it's hard for anything new to come in. So let's change that. I wish you space and clarity.